It's you. It's really you. Oh, my prince. I never thought I'd see you again. It's so good to have you back here with me. Now we can be together again. Darling, what's wrong? You look positively pale. Are you feeling all right? You keep pulling away from me. Should I fetch the apothecary? Your Majesty. Oh, darling, you don't need to call me that. When it's just you and me, I'll always be your princess. You're not the prince. Oh, darling, it's all right. I know things seem strange to you right now. The clerics warned me that your disappearance was likely due to some memory loss. So it's okay if you don't remember who you are just yet. But don't worry, darling. Your princess is here now, and she's never letting you go ever again. I'll be right by your side, every day, as much as I can, and I'll help you remember who you are, my darling prince. And then we can pick things back up from where we left off from before. Our betrothal, the wedding arrangements, our fiery nights of passion together. Darling, what has gotten into you? Do you really not remember anything? Nothing? Not even how you went missing? Oh, my darling prince. I know how much this is troubling you. Here, come sit next to me on the bed. I'll make you feel better. Please, darling, I insist. Darling, don't be like this. Come to your princess. I said come here now. There we are. That's better. I'm sorry you had to see me like that, darling. I promise I only act that way out of my undying love for you. No, darling, you're shaking. It's all right. Here, let me run my fingers through your hair. You always loved that before. There. Doesn't that feel better? Now, why don't you stop shaking for me, and I'll try and fill in some of the gaps in your memory. With any luck, it may help you even remember more about yourself. Now, where to begin? Oh, how about when we first met? I remember it like it was yesterday. A beautiful ball was thrown by my father for me, inviting all of my would-be suitors to ask my hand in marriage. But you, darling, you were like finding a crown jewel in a coal mine. Even before we had spoken, I knew that when I first laid my eyes on you, I had to make you mine. After that, everything began to fall into place. My father was wonderful enough to arrange for you to come live with us, with me. You missed your home and family for a while, yes. But I did everything I could to make you feel at home, to shower you in my love. Oh, we were so happy together, spending our days close together, and our nights even closer. I could barely keep my hands off you until we finally made it back to our chambers. I'm starting to feel that way right now, actually. God, it's taking everything in me to hold back from you right now, darling. From just throwing myself at you like I used to before. It's a shame you can't remember any of them. All those nights of us just using each other's bodies for our own selfish pleasures. You turning me, your prim and proper princess, into a panting and depraved whore. But I wouldn't have wanted it any other way, darling. It could have been like that forever. But then, one morning, you had gone out hunting. I should have gone with you, but I knew my place was waiting at home for you. But you never came home. Those you had gone out with said they had been separated from you out there. They said they had looked everywhere for you. But I didn't believe them. How could they lose my prince, my darling? So I made sure they were telling the truth. I made sure until their last breaths. Since then, I've dedicated everything in finding you and bringing you home to me. Even when my father passed and I succeeded him, I never gave up looking for you, darling. Do you know what it's like? Searching, waiting for a sign, anything that you were still out there, hoping that one day you'd wind up back in my loving arms? Oh, it was dreadful being apart from you for so long. But I never lost hope for you, darling. I never gave up hoping you'd return to me. Even after all of the imposters that came, one after another. Darling, you're rigid again. Was it something I said? Oh, is it about the imposters? Oh, now I see. You must be stiff with anger that someone else tried to take me away from you in your absence. Well, don't worry, darling. They never were able to fool me. I'd know my prince better than anyone. No one could ever replace you. And each one of them met the exact same fate for trying to. But you don't have to worry about that anymore, darling, because you're here now, away from that despicable village that I found you in, and back with me, where you belong. Yes, I'm so glad I recognized you when passing through that wretched place, as if fate brought us back together. Seeing you again made me almost weep with joy. I was almost unable to tell my guards to rescue you. And don't worry, I have a special plan for those kidnappers that kept you away from me for so long. In a few days, my armies will be at the village, and will burn it to the ground and everyone living there. Then they'll never be able to take you from me again. Excuse me. Darling, what has gotten into you? Why are you so concerned about those wretched villagers? They took you from me. They deserve this. What do you mean it's your home and your people? Darling, they're not your people. You're my prince, and your place is here with me. Unless I was wrong about you, darling. Are you really not my prince? So, you admit it. That means you're another imposter. Trying to take my prince's place. Trying to steal his princess to defile me when he's not here to protect me. How dare you try to steal me from my love, you wretch! Guards! Seize the prince, and someone, fetch some irons, now. There's no use struggling, darling. You're not getting away, and I have plans for you. Guards, bind the prince in chains to the bed. I'll stay and continue questioning him while one of you goes and fetches the executioner. Thank you, guards. That will be all. You may go. Are you comfy, darling? I hope that you are. I'd hate for you to experience any pain while you're with me. I just don't understand. I was so sure you were my prince, more than ever before. Something about you when I looked at you. You're perfect, just like he was. You are him. I just know it. You must just not remember, and so you think that you're one of those common villagers. Yes, that must be it. You are my prince. I knew it. But what if you really are an imposter? What would my darling think when he returns, seeing he's been replaced? I can't risk that. I need to deal with you now. Ugh. You! What are you? No one has ever made me this crazy before. No one since my prince. How do I decide? Wait, no. I know exactly how to tell if you're mine. Shh. It's all right. I'm not going to hurt you, darling. As long as you're who I think you are. I need to find out if you're my prince. And there's only one way I can know for sure if you're mine. We're going to make love. And I'm going to see if you can remember all of the pleasures that our bodies can bring to each other. And if I suspect, even for a moment, that you're not the prince, you'll be executed for deflowering a defenseless princess. So, don't freeze up. For your sake. Now, let's start by getting ourselves a bit more comfortable, shall we? I certainly won't be needing this dress for what we have planned. Ah, that's better. How do I look, darling? Do you like my undergarments? Or rather, my lack of them? Leaves very little to your imagination, doesn't it? Just a few pieces of lace holding this thin, sheer fabric to my body. Almost like I'm completely exposed to you. I'm sorry, darling. I'd love to let you touch, but I can't risk letting you out of those chains of yours. Wouldn't want you to do something foolish now, would we? But don't worry. I promise I'll let you see all you want by the time we're through. I used to wear things like this all the time under my clothes, to give you a little tease if I ever got you alone somewhere. They were your favorite, and I knew that I had to wear them today when I came to see you. So, tell me, what do you think? And remember, choose your words carefully, darling. That's just what he would say. You really are making this hard for me to figure out what you are, aren't you? But that's okay. It just means I get to spend plenty more time with you. Don't worry. We'll figure this out together. Oh? What was that? Oh, I see. Looks like you're enjoying this after all, aren't you, darling? I can feel how stiff you are through your pants. So big and hard. I can even feel it twitching against my hand. Would you like me to relieve it for you, my prince? Well, that's too bad. I'd much rather have you uncomfortable right now. Think of it as a sort of punishment, even if you are the prince, for leaving me alone all this time. Oh, but don't worry. I'm not going to just let it sit there all by itself. I've got my own ideas for it in mind. Here, let me show you. There we are. Comfortable, darling. Enjoying the view as I straddle you like one of my prized stallions. Can you feel the heat coming from my sex, darling? I want you so badly that I'm already soaking wet down there. Don't worry. You'll feel that soon, too. Through your clothes. You did this to me. Turned me into a wet, horny mess. How am I supposed to be a good little princess for you if this is all it takes to turn me into little more than a depraved whore? But you like me like this, don't you? Having this power over me, being able to turn me into your plaything with so much as a look. Gods, I've missed being able to act this way for you. But I'm in charge now, darling. And right now, I want you to make me come with nothing more but your cock rubbing against my wet sex. Do that, and it will prove to me beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're mine. Come on, darling. Grind your cock against me. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, just like that. Oh, buck your hips like you used to. Gods, it's been so long since I've had the real thing. Oh, no one could ever replace you, my prince. Oh, not even my own fingers. Oh, something so warm and hard. Oh, and thick. Oh, this is just what your dirty little princess has been missing all these years. That's it, right there. Right there. Oh, I don't want to stop. I'm so close. What? You want to come too, darling? No, don't you dare come. Do you understand? You are not to finish without my permission, darling, until I've had my fill of you. If you do, I'll know you're not my prince, and we both know what that outcome will be. Now, just keep grinding against me like that. Yes, keep riding your princess. Gods, yes. Keep bucking. Yes, yes, just like that. Yes. Ah. felt this way since he did this to me. No one but him could do that. Make me come like that. It is you. You are my prince. Oh, darling. It's so good to have you back with me. Now that you're back with me, we can work on getting back your memories. Then we can get back to everything that we had to put off. Planning our wedding, ruling the kingdom together, and oh, so much alone time together. What? The village? What about the... Oh, this again. You still care so much about those common wretches, even with all this wealth around you, even with me as your princess and wife? Honestly. Fine. You want to save those wretches so badly? Fine. I will call off my armies from dealing with them. But in return, you will have to give me something else. Something I've been dying to have for so many years, darling. Now, help me take off those pants of yours. I really did make a mess of them, didn't I? But it doesn't look like you seem to mind the mess at all. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you liked me grinding my hot, wet sex against your cock. Here, let me take care of that for you with my dainty little hands. And what a wonderful cock it was, darling. It felt so good to have it rubbing against me. Just like it feels good in my hand. Do you like the feeling of my hand slowly running over your cock? Using my wetness as I stroke you from the tip. All the way down to the base. Does it feel good, darling? It does. Good. But believe me, the fun is just beginning. I hope I haven't lost my touch. Don't freeze up on me now. It even tastes like it did before. Now there's really no denying you as my prince. Gods, how I've missed this. All those nights spent dreaming of taking your big, fat, cock in my throat. It's almost enough to make a girl go mad. But I've got you now. And you're never leaving me again. Your cock has such power over me. Your cum is a drug that I'm absolutely addicted to. Please, my prince, don't you want to give it to your princess? Quench this thirst and cure me of my madness, darling. Well, what are you waiting for? I want you to come for me, darling. Come on, do it. Come in your princess's tight little mouth. I want to swallow every last drop. That's a taste I'll never get tired of. What's wrong? Never seen a princess swallow a man's cum before? Well, don't worry. It'll be a sight you'll get used to seeing a lot more of. Well, I think that's enough questioning of you for today. While I still have a few doubts about your identity, I think I can safely say that you are my prince, and you will never be separated from me again. What's that, darling? The chains? Oh, I think I'll keep those on you for a little while. Wouldn't want you to get lost again, now would we? Now I have matters to attend to, but I'll keep a guard posted outside the door. Just scream for them if you need anything. Of course, only I will be allowed in here to see you, so they will let me know that you need something, and I'll rush right over to you, my darling prince. I'll see you tonight when I bring you dinner, darling. Just try to relax. I'll see you soon, my darling prince.